accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6th Avenue your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
620-342-5863. That's the number to get a hold of Travis. You can join us, call in, or you can text in any questions. 620-342-5863. In the Garden every Thursday morning at 11:05. Travis Carmichael is in lending his expertise to us on all kinds of topics. And we talked about asparagus beetles in our first segment. What about suckers on trees, Travis?
Yes. So everyone knows what these are, whether or not you call them a sucker or not. Okay. This is the growth that comes up around the base of a tree. Some trees are prone to it. Others, this could be a sign that the tree's under stress. So some trees, when they've been stressed or something has happened up top, their response is to push out growth at the base to try to save themselves. So prime example, we inherited a peach tree at our house, and of course, the deer got to it, rubbed on it, so it killed the upper portion. What does the tree do in response to that? Pushed out a bunch of suckers at the base to try to save itself. So that's what I mean about stress up top. Now, if we're talking like our silver maples, they're notorious for pushing these out. They can be happy as whatever. They like to push out suckers in quite a few amounts depending on the location in the tree. So it's kind of it goes back and forth. You just kind of have to know the species, know the plant. You know, you can always, again, ask well. That's what we're here for. So the biggest thing, though, is not only can they be unsightly because it makes your tree look more like a bush.
Yeah.
is they pull unwanted, or not unwanted, they pull energy from the tree. So they become a waste site for the energy that could be used elsewhere in the tree. So generally, the best thing to do is they got to come off. And so we need to go out and prune them.
Okay.
Now, you may see on the market there's all sorts of other ways to help them, but the best way is to prune off the suckers using a pair of pruners, or if they got big enough on you, a set of loppers. But you want to get as close to the base of where they're coming out of, whether that's at the ground surface or along the trunk of the tree, because they can happen there. But you want to get as close as you can to the site where they're emerging. If you leave a bit of a, lack of a better term, stump there, they can push side shoots off, and so you, instead of getting rid of it, you now made it more bushy. So, so you want to try to get as much of it gone as possible. But then, you know, on the market, you may see there's products that you can spray to help stop that. That's a no-go.
No.
Any type of chemical, whether it's sucker stop or whatnot, or even I've had the questions, can we use Roundup? No, because these are connected directly to the tree.
Yeah.
So if you apply it there, it's now going to go through the entire tree. So keep that in mind. Anything that's going to harm those suckers is going to harm your tree in the end. So you know, if they've been kind of slow to produce too, you can wait till early summer to remove them. But generally the best thing is to get them removed off as soon as they're starting to show. That way they're not pulling a lot of energy from the tree, because some of them, they do grow fairly quickly. Your trees can look kind of shrubby pretty quick when these guys take off, because their goal is to, a lot of times, especially in stress response, is to make a new plant. So they're going crazy to try to go. and that. And we also sometimes see this with some of our plants that have been grafted.
Oh, okay.
You know, suckers don't always happen just on trees. We can see it in some of our shrubs. Roses will sucker a lot of times, and you can tell by looking at it, is it the upper portion or is it coming from more of the root base? And that will happen on some of our hybrid roses where they've been grafted. The rootstock is different than the top, and they'll sucker as well. And those, too, you want to remove because, one, they grow faster, and, two, it's not what you purchased.
Yeah, okay.
So it's always a good idea to get them removed. That way you can try to keep the plant that you purchased going. But also on some of them, double check, make sure the rest of the tree is not stressed, because on some varieties that can indicate that there's an added issue somewhere else.
Yeah, okay. Good points.
Yeah.
Suckers on trees. Did we talk about that last year? I don't recall that. If we
may not have.
On that topic last year, yeah.
I try to, you know, get some random stuff.
Yeah, and that's good. That's interesting. So, Travis Carmichael, he is here. He's here for all of us. 620-342-5863-342-KVOE. That is our phone number and our text number, too. So, any questions that you have, calling or text in Travis, and he'll do his best to get you the information that you are looking for. This is In the Garden. This is KVOE. We are live and local. We're back with more after this.
You can feel spring in the air, and Grove Gardens is open to help you bring color back to your life. Grove Gardens carries an unrivaled selection of plants, pottery, and produce, all nestled in the beautiful Flint Hills and Council Grove. Stay up to date on the latest offerings of locally grown plants, tropicals, houseplants, produce, and workshops by following their Facebook page, Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. Decorate your life with color.
This is Bree.
And Jeff Williams, Emporia's home team at RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Spring is here.
We know that the best part of spring is watching your garden bloom.
Let us help you find the perfect home and yard to plant your dreams.
Ready to dig in and find that new home? We are here to guide you every step of the way.
Maybe it's time to downsize or upsize your home. For a free consultation for selling your home and to know its value,
call us today, Emporia's home team, 620-341-7653.
Emporia Farmers Market is looking forward to a great year of markets. We're coming off our best year of sales in more than 15 years, and we look forward to providing the same great service and community experience as we prepare for our 43rd outdoor season. You can expect to find the freshest produce in town, delicious baked goods, fresh eggs, local honey, herbs, frozen meats, flowers, jewelry, and other crafts. The Emporia Farmers Market is a year-round market, so find us indoors at Waters Hardware on the first and third Saturdays each month through April, then downtown starting every Saturday in May. With the friendliest vendors around, shop local at the Emporia Farmers Market.
Fowler's Flowers Garden Center will open on Monday, April 21st, and will offer a huge selection of bedding plants, perennials, vegetables, herbs, planters, and vibrant hanging baskets. Shoppers will find 3 cubic foot bags of Fertilome potting soil at the absolute best price in town. A knowledgeable horticulturist will be available to provide expert advice and help gardens thrive. Credit, debit, and checks accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6th Avenue your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with a spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 620-344-6165.
The Spring Fever Sale is happening now at Waters Hardware. For the best-looking lawn, use Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. And now you can save up to $60 with the best rewards instant rebate. You'll save $100 on the Greenworks 21-inch battery push mower. And find TriStar Kansas City and premium Scott's grass seeds all on sale. Call or reserve your lawn and garden equipment rental for the weekend. And for expert advice, see them at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE live and local. We are in the garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael, 620-342-5863. That is our number. Call us or text in your questions for Travis here this morning. We would love to hear from you. We've touched on asparagus beetles and suckers on trees, and that leads us into ladybugs, Travis.
Yeah, I picked an interesting group of topics
A trio of topics you got here.
Well, when we've been as dry as we have this spring, as a gardener, we're okay with this because we can plant, and we want moisture, but we're not, drowning in inches of rain like we sometimes see in the spring. As the horticulturist with K-State, where I'm also supposed to help you fix your problems, they're kind of tricky because we don't have the makings for having problems at the moment. So today we see 90, but we've not been extremely hot, humid, and a lot of moisture, which causes a lot of disease right now. So, it's just kind of middle of the road. Things are just kind of going on. Yeah. So, we got to be a little creative with some topics. But I picked ladybugs, or also as we refer to them in the entomology world, ladybird beetles.
Okay.
As the topic, because they are considered a beneficial insect. And we've kind of, over the last few weeks, as we've talked about different things to watch and control, you've heard me talk about also the beneficials.
Sure.
And here, probably about 5-6 years ago, we had, this was a statewide issue. All of a sudden, we had this big explosion of aphids on daylilies. Everyone was calling, whether it was in Emporia or elsewhere in the state, because we were, we were all talking as agents, and stuff's coming out of Manhattan, out of K-State, going, this is a problem here, look for this, watch for this, of what to do with this issue. And then we would have some folks, when they call, well, we found this one bug, so we went and sprayed. Well, what they were actually killing was the ladybugs. So ever since then, I kind of like to bring this one up as a topic. So ladybugs are beneficial because they eat other bugs. the larva and the adults. So they're one of the few insects, when they become an adult, still feed on something. So a lot of times, in the insect world, the larvae are the ones that are going to do the most feeding, because their goal is to get as big and fat as possible so then they can go through metamorphosis to become the adult. And so ladybugs feed quite a bit regardless of being an adult or in the larva stage. So some of their favorite foods are aphids. They love aphids. So that's why I bring this up. They'll also eat on mealybugs, whitefly, and scale. We see scale and aphids a lot in nature. Mealybugs do occur out there, and so do whitefly. Those two, though, are also major greenhouse insects. And so a lot of times you'll see sometimes where greenhouses will bring in ladybugs, to help control as a biological control instead of spraying. So the larva of the ladybug, though, sometimes is scary to folks because they're orange and black. They're long-bodied. They're soft-tissued. They're about three-eighths of an inch long. And when you look at them, they kind of look like a tiny alligator. So they can be a little scary when you look at them. And then, of course, as they switch over to the adults, they are more of that red with black spots. There's other beetles out there that will have the orange and black spots, but those are different types of bird or ladybird type beetles. They're not true ladybugs. So we do have to kind of watch that when we're looking and that. So, you know, it's always best, though, to go ahead and scout before we do any spraying, because sometimes, like a few 5 years ago on the daylilies, most of the time, in some of the cases, the ladybugs had taken care of the majority of the aphids before we got to spray.
Okay.
So they can be quite efficient at taking care of insects. They're pretty hungry little boogers and that. So it's always best to scout to see what you have first, because if the ladybugs are in there doing the job, then I wouldn't spray. I'd let Mother Nature run its course. Yeah. And that. Because, as I mentioned, insecticides, they don't know the difference between bad insect and good.
Sure.
So what we spray is going to take care of the ladybugs as well. So just one of those things. Keep that in mind. If they're feeding and say you had an infestation of aphids, if you're in there looking and you see some of the one, you see the larvae and adults of ladybugs in there going to town. There's one indication. And if you see some aphids, a lot of times they're going to be green, real soft, buddy. They'll look like bubbles on small green bubbles or ripples in that on stems and leaves. But if there has been a lot dead, they appear kind of as white dandruff all over the plant, because what ladybugs do is they suck out their guts, and then what's left is just the exoskeleton. So you get all these what we call like mummified remains all over the. I know it's kind of gruesome. We went gruesome.
It is
pretty
a little
quick,
gruesome, yeah.
But you know, for someone who is worried about their plants, it's kind of a relief to know that, well, this many's been killed because the ladybugs are doing their job. So that's what to look for if they've been feeding really well, is you'll have kind of this white flaky dandruff all over your plants, and those are dead aphids, especially if you're having that as an infestation.
You know, these ladybugs seem so mild-mannered and pretty-looking.
They are, but they can be
ferocious, huh?
Ferocious when it comes to other insects, which for us
is good.
Is good. Yeah. So if you're wanting to track more beneficial insects or, of course, other pollinators, because that's, you know, we want to do that. We want to bring all that to our gardens. Some of their preferred plants that they like to be around is Queen's Anne's Lace, Common Yarrow, Sweet Clover, Sweet Alyssum, Dill. So if you like your herbs, dill, fennel, Coreopsis, Garlic Chives, Sage, and Corn Flower. Are some of the ones that a lot of our pollinators and our beneficial insects like. So you can think about scattering some of that around, because they use these as like kind of rearing sites as well. Also, don't be afraid if you're out scouting and you see a cluster of like orange eggs. That would be a ladybug has laid eggs.
Okay.
So, you know, it doesn't hurt to double check, because there's some other insects that have kind of orange, reddish eggs, like our squash bugs. so always double check. But yeah, you may find signs that they've been around. So if you do, just double check before you spray, because you may actually be seeing a bunch of beneficials instead of the ones we want to take care of.
We love our ladybugs.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Absolutely.
Our ladybird beetles.
Yeah.
That's what we love.
Yes.
Taking care of insects that we don't love so much. Good information. Asparagus beetles, suckers on trees, and ladybugs. Trio of good topics Travis Carmichael has given to us here on this Thursday morning. Travis is with us every Thursday in the garden here at KVOE. So if you have any questions, save them up for Thursday and let Travis know. If not, if you need something taken care of immediately, Travis, how can people contact you?
Yeah, you can give me a call at the Lyon County Extension Office at 620-341-3220. Or feel free to stop by our office. We're located on West Highway 50, right next to the Lyon County Fairgrounds, or across from Blue Stems big outdoor
greenhouse.
Greenhouse, and then where they have all the bunkers and stuff too. So we're right across the street from that. Stop by. We're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are closed from 12:30 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right. And what's on the docket? Anything big happening here in the next couple of weeks?
Next couple weeks, we will have, there'll be the 4-H Petting Zoo at the end of the month.
And then
swinging into the Gary Fuller Spring Classic.
Not too far away.
Now,
you're right.
On the Master Gardener front, we're kind of in that lull at the moment. last night we had our second Grow Your Garden.
Oh, okay, how'd that go?
Workshop. We had great turnout.
Great.
They learned about hydrangeas and soil testing. And so now our next one won't be until June because we take the month of May off just with everything that goes on in May. So our next one in June will be floral design. So you'll get to learn how to do a floral arrangement in that workshop. So there's more information on our website on that one as well. Or you can call in RSVP or visit our website and sign up that way as well. So,
all right. Good stuff as always. We appreciate Travis giving us his time and expertise every week.
Yeah.
In the Garden here is brought to you by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. By Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 620-344-6165. By Waters Hardware. Don't have what you need for that big job? Well, Waters has it in their extensive rental department, and extensive it is. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. By Jeff and Bree Williams of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Don't wait. Spring into action. Make your move with Jeff and Bree at RE/MAX Eck Real Estate, 341-7653. Also by Grove Gardens in Council Grove, helping you decorate with color. Decorate your life with color. Head to Council Grove and Grove Gardens, 401 West Main. That's Grove Gardens. And by Fowler's Flowers Garden Center. Opening day is this Monday, April 21st at 801 West 6. Follow Fowler's Garden Center on Facebook for more information. Thanks again, Travis.
You're welcome.
Travis back with me next week right here in the Garden, KVOE, live and local. 75 degrees. Good morning. It's 11:43.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariff trouble still brewing along with the trade war with China. President Trump hosting Italy's prime minister today for talks, saying no one can compete with U.S. on goods. ABC's Selena Wang has more from the White House on concerns.
A big question coming out of this meeting is, can Italy's prime minister, Giorgia Meloni's closeness and affinity with President Trump, can that actually lead to two concrete benefits, not just for Italy, but for the broader EU? Trump has got real issues with Europe, but he is very ideologically aligned with Meloni.
President Trump in a social media post says he can't wait to replace Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell. It follows Powell's comments yesterday that tariffs could raise inflation and bring economic instability to the U.S. A hearing today in Georgia, university students legally challenging the Trump administration's efforts to revoke student visas at colleges over protests, asking a judge to intervene. Weekly jobless claims dipped last week by 9,000 compared to the week before. This is ABC.
Chick Day is Saturday.